This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A four-year-old Israeli American girl was freed Sunday as part of a ceasefire between Israel and the militant group Hamas. U.S. President Joe Biden celebrated the child's release as he expressed hope that the ceasefire is extended.
Israeli-American toddler Abigail Eden was among 17 hostages that the militant group Hamas released Sunday. U.S. President Joe Biden explained her case during a press briefing.
Her mom was killed in front of her when her kibbutz was attacked by Hamas terrorists on October 7th. Abigail ran to her dad then, who then was gunned down as well, while using his body to shield little Abigail.
U.S. President Joe Biden shed light on the diplomatic efforts that have been at play to secure the Hamas-Israel temporary ceasefire. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Congress returns to work this week after the holiday break, and funding for Ukraine remains a thorny issue on the agenda.
Senate Republicans are making it clear they won't support additional military aid for Ukraine unless it's paired up with security measures for the U.S. southern border to stem the flow of migrants.
President Biden has showed that he seems to care more about Ukraine's borders than he cares about America's borders.
That's Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas on Fox News Sunday.
We have to have significant and substantial reforms to our border policy, specifically asylum and parole.
Congressman Jake Auchincloss, a Massachusetts Democrat, says conservative Republicans should be willing to just support Ukraine.
Ronald Reagan, the man who helped liberate Ukraine from Russia, they're now prepared under the leadership of Donald Trump to hand Ukraine right back over.
A small bipartisan group has been working on compromise legislation